Already crippled by load shedding, small businesses suffer as ANC governments fail to pay 9 billion rand in outstanding invoices. During a meeting today of the Portfolio Committee on Public Service and Administration, the Public Service Commission revealed shocking new information on how the South African government is actively destroying private business in this country. Instead of supporting small businesses that are already being crippled by 10 hours of power blackouts every day, the government is adding to their suffering through its failure to pay nearly 9 billion in outstanding invoices owed to private service providers. According to the PSC's latest research, during only the first quarter of the 22-23 financial year, national government departments failed to pay 4.1 billion owed to service providers within 30 days. The eight ANC-led provincial governments further added to the misery of small business owners by failing to pay an additional 4.8 billion during this quarter. Amidst a profound economic and electricity crisis, the ANC-led national government and the nine provinces controlled by the ANC withheld nearly 9 billion rand it legally owes to small businesses during the last quarter. The PSC's findings also show that there is only one provincial government in the entire country that functions and cares, the DA-led Western Cape. The Western Cape is the only provincial government that cares enough about the plight of business owners to consistently pay them on time, while ANC provinces like the Eastern Cape, 2.5 billion rand, and Gauteng, 1.3 billion rand, clearly could not care less about service providers. The Western Cape stands out for not owing businesses even 1 cent in unpaid invoices. The ANC can never say it was not warned about the devastating consequences of its uncaring attitude towards small business. In its presentation to the Portfolio Committee meeting, the PSC emphasized in bold red letter that small business live or die by their cash flow. If they're not paid, they can't survive. The PSC also asked, is government contributing to the killing of businesses? Is government complicit in destroying jobs? Clearly, the answer to both of these questions is a resounding yes. The statistics released today make it clear that the ANC is the fundamental cause of the economic and unemployment crisis facing our country. Outside of the caring government in the DA-led Western Cape, the South African state is actively abusing its power to suffocate small business out of existence. The DA will be writing to President Cyril Ramaphosa's office to request him to urgently engage with Western Cape Premier Alan Windey so that Premier Windey can teach the President how to make an online EFT payment. We will also be submitting a series of follow-up questions to the worst offending departments, which include water and sanitation, 2.6 billion, Traditional Affairs, 705 million, Statistics South Africa, 600 million, Social Development, 92 million, and Forestry, Fisheries and Environment, 72 million, to force them to account for their roles in destroying South African small businesses.